Let's escape tutorial hell, guys. Today, we're actually going to build real generative AI projects. No more just reading. Tired of just reading theory about transformers? If you aren't writing code yet, it's time to take action. Generative AI is wild. You only learn to handle weird outputs and API errors by actually hitting them. Hands-on building creates real prompt intuition. Plus, it gives you a killer GitHub portfolio to prove your skills. So we'll climb this three-level staircase, going straight from a basic API call right up to autonomous agents. All right, level one is the foundation. We're talking basic API calls, content creation, and simple email generators. Your AI Hello World takes just three easy steps. Install, prompt, and print using the OpenAI API. You'll nail down authenticated requests and system prompts, which is absolutely crucial for controlling the AI's tone. Okay, level two, applied and intermediate. Here, we unlock memory and state, upgrading to way more robust apps. Building an AI chatbot? You literally have to manage conversation history, so the model actually remembers context. For something like a document summarizer, you'll use LangChain to chunk up text that's just way too long. Plus, you unlock image generation with Hugging Face. That's right, we're diving into awesome multimodal visual prompts. Finally, level three, advanced mastery. This is where your AI actually makes decisions and uses custom data. Autonomous agents don't just chat. They observe, decide, and use external tools to complete crazy multi-step tasks. But the holy grail, that's RAG. It grounds models in your actual data to totally prevent weird hallucinations. You'll build this whole pipeline by creating text embeddings and throwing them right into a vector database. Easy. Now, before you start coding, let's look at crucial guardrails. Avoiding these beginner mistakes will save you days. First off, don't jump straight into RAG. And please never treat the model like magic. Always verify outputs. Don't skip Python basics, learn to handle API errors, and definitely keep an eye on those API costs. Seriously, one fully finished, functional small project will absolutely always beat 10 ambitious but abandoned ones. Building is the best way to master generative AI. So, what level one project will you ship today?